Dear brothers and sisters, welcome to our evening of song and praise. It's appropriate that we conclude our Bible school with an evening when we now come into the presence of Almighty God in the spirit of worship and reverence. Tonight is an act of worship, both for congregation and for choir. It's not a performance to be enjoyed like some worldly entertainment. We're here together as an assembly of the saints who present their words and their songs as an offering to the deity. We come to worship Yahweh Elohim of Israel, the covenant God of the fathers, he which was and is to come. And so that we might preserve the spirit of this evening, we would ask that you please not give any applause. We are not singing for applause. We're singing to make an offering to our Father. And likewise, in the spirit of this evening, we would also ask that you please do not take photos. They are not honoring to the Father or to the Son, which is the sole objective of our coming together this night. Now, as with many such nights, when we unite for mutual praise, there will be no further announcements for the balance of the evening. So the program, as you have it, will proceed exactly as it states. And as we have done throughout the Bible school, would you please be ready to stand immediately for the congregational hymns as they are marked in the program and once the organ commences. And we would ask you to note especially on page 9 that there is an item to be sung by the congregation which follows immediately after an item by the choir. Now the choir will remain standing for the opening of that congregational hymn number 92 on page 9. Despite the fact that the choir is still standing when you hear the introduction of the organ, would you please stand also as the congregation to join us in the singing of that particular hymn. We ask you to follow the readings tonight, the reading of the words of Scripture, and to take the sense of the narrations. And we ask you to especially note with care the words of the choir items, because by entering into the spirit of the words and the music, we lift our minds together in unison to the Father and the Son, who even now await our cries of thanksgiving in the throne room of God. And so let us now begin. Let us begin by singing the stirring words of hymn 125, marked in your program, and which relate to the very spirit of our theme tonight, the Song of the Seraphim. And reading from the last verse of hymn 125, to God, who reigns on high, the seraphim all sing, and holy, holy, holy cry, Almighty King, who was and is the same, and evermore shall be. O Yahweh, God of hallowed name, we worship thee. Hymn 125.
Thank you. Our Heavenly Father, we come before Thee to thank Thee and to praise Thee. We pray for Thy kingdom to come, that Thy will may be done upon this earth as it is in heaven. We thank Thee that we have had this time together in sweet fellowship. We pray that now as we join our voices in hymns of praise, we pray that it may rise as a sweet savor. May it really reach unto Thee as our expression of love and thankfulness and praise. We recognize, O Lord, how often we fail and falter before Thee, but we ask for Thy forgiveness and Thy strength. We pray that You might continue to guide us, to help us, and to direct us in ways which will allow us to be pleasing unto Thee. We pray and thank Thee for the life of Thy Son, that through Him we've come to know Thee and of the great hope and purpose that You have with this earth and with all those who will respond to Thy word, who would seek Thee out. We thank Thee, Lord, for the enlightenment which has been ours through Thy grace. We pray then that this night that You'll be near unto all of us. May our minds be centered upon Thee, thanking Thee and praising Thee. For we recognize that all these wonderful things we have come from Thy bountiful hand. Truly, we are thankful. Be with us then this night, and accept from us our praise and our thanks, for we offer it in the name of Thy dear Son, our beloved Savior, even in Christ Jesus. Amen.
It was the privilege of Isaiah to receive the vision of the Lord lifted high and sitting upon the throne of His majesty. His very train betokens He who comes after the order of Melchizedek, for here is one who rules upon His throne as king and who sits upon His throne as priest and who in wisdom holds the offices of both, with the council of peace between them. The throne is on earth, and the king is the Lord Jesus Christ, for John the Apostle tells us so. Around the throne are the mysterious and powerful messengers of the king, known only by their collective title, the seraphim. The seraphim are God's burning ones who proclaim His holiness. Being incarnations of spirit, they will be more than a match for all the powers of the world. They will cast down their thrones, overthrow Babylon, waste the land of Assyria, reap the harvest of the earth, tread the winepress of wrath, and as a stream of devouring fire, destroy the body of Daniel's fourth polity with their burning flame. When this military organization is put into operation, they will issue forth as a fiery stream from the throne, burning with the fire of the king's indignation, as lightnings flashing from the throne of David's Lord and echoing their thunder and voices from one end of the earth to the other, until the controversy of Zion shall be settled beyond dispute. These manifestations of judgment will reveal the most fearful blazings of divine majesty that the world will ever see. And yet, these powerful, glorious, mighty beings are themselves filled with reverential awe at the presence of the Lord who sits upon the throne. Before Him, they cover their face and bow in adoration to sing the hymn that will astonish the nations. It is the song of the seraphim. Their music is a chorus that all the world shall hear by and by, until the earth is full of the glory of the Lord. Hear now the story of their song. And hear especially the words they never cease to sing. His glory hath filled all the earth. It is the glory of Christ that the prophet sees, and yet it is the glory of Yahweh in manifestation, seen in both Christ and the saints immortal. His glory hath filled all the earth. When this song is finally true, the prayer of our Lord will have been realized. For Christ invited his disciples to pray, "Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven." The glory of God already fills the heavens. And in that place around the throne, there is already a multitude of the heavenly host that praise God, singing, "Glory to God in the highest." This is the cherubim choir of the angels, never heard by man, save for the moment when the birth of the Son of God was announced. But when in the fullness of time, the whole family in heaven and earth are gathered together in one, then cherubim and seraphim will sing together. When heaven is still with glory ringing, earth takes up the angels' cry, "Holy, holy, holy," singing. So let us sing, and let us picture the wonder of that final scene. Thank you. The spirit of the seraphim is seen in their song. It is the song of adoration and praise, the song of glory and worship, the song of honor and thanks. In short, the seraphim are absolutely devoted to the one who sits upon the throne. And their single-minded focus is upon the irresistible advance of his glory in all the earth. They sing their song as a mighty anthem of praise. But the singing, although multitudinous, is the song of endless antiphony. Every seraph sings as an individual, and yet they sing the same refrain. So intense is their fervency in worship that each seraph calls personally to another, and his voice answers to voice, and each individual song echoes to another. The reverberations of that massive choir in full ecstatic praise, the triumphant cry of the seraphim, causes the very posts of the house to vibrate, the very lintels of the temple to resonate in harmony with the spirit of their song.
You.
Part of the reason that the seraphim never cease to sing is because it is not until the millennial age is concluded that the glory of Yahweh will be seen in every place and his holiness universally manifest. This is the purpose that the seraphim have ever before them as its ultimate completion. And this is the endless theme of their song. Their song is their pledge of dedication to the Lord whom they serve, a vow that they will be committed utterly to the exaltation of his name and purpose in every place, in every heart, in every one. They rest not, they cease not, they pause not in the song of the seraphim until all shall be fulfilled. And what is their song? Why, that the one upon the throne is indeed thrice holy. The three stages of divine holiness are complete in him: mental, moral, physical. He has truly gone before us and is now in the most holy place in every sense. How marvelous is the prospect of singing on this exalted and noble theme.
And round about the throne were 24 seats, and upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold. And out of the throne proceeding lightnings and thunderings and voices, and there were 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. And before the throne there was a sea of glass like unto crystal. And in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were 4 living ones full of eyes before and behind. And the first living one was like a lion, and the second living one like a calf, and the third living one had a face as a man, and the 4th living one was like a flying eagle, and the 4 living ones had each of them 6 wings about him, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night from saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come.
Thank you. Almighty God, we desire to approach unto thee in humble recognition of thy great name, and especially this night in recognition of thy holiness and that thou dwellest in the beauty thereof in the heavens above. We're thankful, Father, for this presentation this night of our choir and with our leader, our brother Roger, leading us in song and praises and worship, honoring thy holy name and the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, enthroned in that great kingdom to come. And we have sung, even as we have been exhorted by the psalmist David, to make a joyful noise unto God and to sing forth the honor of his name and make his praise glorious. We're thankful, Father, for the great benefit which we enjoy and which is gained in song, raising our spirits in joy and praise and fellowship. We're thankful, Father, for the great vision of that glorious age to come, that vision of the cherubim and the seraphim in the presence of our Lord in that glorious time to come. And we pray, Father, that we may be found in the midst of that glorious throng, in song, in the midst of those saints, in joyous praise and adoration of he who sits exalted in glory on that throne. And we pray that we may be there with those saints of old, joining in that saintly choir, to praise the chosen King as he sits in their midst. And as we are exhorted in the hymn that we have just sung, that if we are to be there, we make the answer now. May we take heed to the urgency of that exhortation unto us. And may we ever be striving to be more diligent in the study and application of thy word, even as we have been exhorted by our teachers this week, that more and more that word might be manifested in our lives. And we are exceedingly thankful, O Father, for this Bible school, where young and old are able to meet together in this place to grow in spirit and understanding, that understanding of thy word, which leads unto wisdom, and even to an entrance into that glorious age to come. And we pray for these opportunities, that they might continue in our midst, even unto the return of thy Son. And so we pray now, Father, as we depart from this place in the hours that come, that thou will be with us each one to keep us safe on our journeys and to our destinations, till we meet again, God willing, if our Lord delays his return, that we might even meet again in this place in the year to come. And so we pray these things. We thank thee, Father, for thy goodness and mercy in abundance, and pray that thou wilt continue with us in all our ways and in all our journeys, in the year that is ahead, that we might prosper in the knowledge of thy word and in the hope of the gospel, and in the truth that leads unto salvation. And so we pray these things as we approach thee through the name of Jesus, even thy Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
This is not a dream. One day, the song of the seraphim will be sung. One day, the Holy One of Israel will be present in the land. One day, the whole earth will be full of his glory. And when all is accomplished, the whole family in heaven and earth will unite in the praise of he who was and is and is to come. The Son himself will deliver up the kingdom to God. And finally, his glory will indeed fill both heaven and earth. We hope and pray in God's good grace to be part of that choir so that we might praise his name for the ages, to be among the singers of the seraphim whose sound will enthrall the ears of all that hear. But we shall only be there if the vision of the kingdom is so real, if the purpose of the Father is so clear, if the Spirit of the Son is so personal that we live life now as men and women of the future age. The seraphim singers of the kingdom are in the process of their formation now. Now is the time, now is the moment, now the chance to give ourselves to the truth with all our hearts. So let us sing and pray that we shall be with him in that day.